Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. Today, we're diving into a topic that's not just relevant, but absolutely essential in our increasingly digital world: remote bookkeeping. For so many businesses, the idea of having their financial records managed entirely in the cloud, often by someone hundreds or even thousands of miles away, used to feel, well, a bit futuristic. But now, it's the norm. And navigating this new landscape effectively requires the right tools and, crucially, the right practices. To help us untangle it all, I'm thrilled to introduce our guest, Elsie, a seasoned expert in cloud accounting and remote financial management. Elsie, thanks so much for joining us.
Alan, it's an absolute pleasure to be here, and you're spot on. Remote bookkeeping isn't just a trend anymore. It's a fundamental shift in how businesses, especially small to medium-sized ones, handle their finances. It offers incredible flexibility and efficiency, but yeah, you need to know your stuff to do it right.
Exactly. So let's just jump right in. For someone who's either new to remote bookkeeping or maybe struggling with their current setup, what are some of those essential cloud-based tools they absolutely need to consider? Where do we even start?
Great question. The foundation for most starts with a robust cloud accounting platform. Think QuickBooks Online, Xero, or FreshBooks. These aren't just glorified spreadsheets, they're comprehensive ecosystems. They handle everything from invoicing and expense tracking to payroll and financial reporting. What makes them essential is their accessibility. You can literally log in from anywhere with an internet connection. That's a game changer.
Right, so no more emailing massive Excel files back and forth. But beyond just accessibility, what specific features of these platforms really stand out for remote work?
Oh, so many. First, bank feeds. Automatically importing transactions from bank accounts and credit cards dramatically cuts down manual data entry errors and time. It's a huge efficiency booster. Second, collaboration features. Most platforms allow multiple users, like the business owner and their bookkeeper, to access and work on the same data simultaneously, with different levels of permissions. This really streamlines communication. Third, integrations. They don't live in a vacuum. They connect with payment processors like Stripe or PayPal, CRM systems, inventory management tools, and even payroll services. That interconnectedness is key to a truly efficient remote setup.
That's fantastic. So once you've got your core accounting platform, what other types of tools are we talking about? Like for communication or document management?
Absolutely. Communication is paramount. For secure client communication and document exchange, a dedicated client portal is invaluable. Platforms like Carbon, Canopy, or even just the secure client area within your practice management software work wonders. They replace unsecured email for sensitive financial documents. For day-to-day internal team communication, Slack or Microsoft Teams are standard. Then, for document management, we're talking about cloud storage like Google Drive, Dropbox, or OneDrive. But crucially, for sensitive financial documents, you need to ensure they're encrypted and protected. Some firms even opt for dedicated document management systems designed specifically for accounting firms.
Encryption, protection, that brings us nicely to a critical aspect: security. Remote bookkeeping inherently involves sensitive financial data floating around in the cloud. What are the best practices for ensuring that data is safe and sound?
Security is non-negotiable, Alan. It has to be top of mind for every remote bookkeeper and every client. First, two-factor authentication, or 2FA, is a must for every single login, accounting software, email, client portals, everything. No exceptions. Second, strong, unique passwords. Ideally managed with a password manager. Third, secure internet connections. Bookkeepers should ideally be using a VPN when accessing sensitive client data, especially if they're on public Wi-Fi. And fourth, regular data backups and understanding where your cloud provider stores your data and their own security protocols. It's about building layers of protection.
What? Those are excellent points. It's not just about the tools, but how you use them and the environment you create around them. Beyond security, let's talk about efficiency. How do you set up an efficient workflow when you're not physically in the same office as your clients or your team?
Workflow efficiency is key to profitability and sanity. Standardized processes are huge. having clear documented procedures for everything from client onboarding to month-end close ensures consistency and reduces errors. Think checklists, templates, and automated reminders. Then leverage automation wherever possible. Bank feeds are just one example. Many accounting platforms allow you to set up rules for categorizing transactions. Receipt scanning apps like Dext or Expensify can automatically capture data from receipts, eliminating manual entry. The goal is to minimize repetitive, low-value tasks so you can focus on analysis and advising.
So basically, automate everything that can be automated and standardize the rest. That makes perfect sense. What about the client side of things? How do you effectively onboard a new client remotely and ensure they're comfortable with the whole cloud setup?
Client onboarding is critical, and it often sets the tone for the entire relationship. Remotely, it's about clear communication and education. I always start with a discovery call, often video, to understand their current pain points and what they hope to achieve. Then, I'll send them a detailed engagement letter outlining services, fees, and expectations. Crucially, I'll guide them through setting up access to their bank feeds, credit cards, and any other necessary integrations within their chosen accounting software. This often involves screen sharing sessions to walk them through it step by step. Providing video tutorials or written guides can also be incredibly helpful. It's about making them feel supported and not overwhelmed by the tech.
That's a really empathetic approach. I imagine some clients, especially those less tech savvy, might feel a bit daunted. Making them comfortable is probably half the battle. What about the human element, though? When you're not seeing clients or colleagues face to face, how do you maintain those relationships and ensure effective communication?
That's a brilliant point, Alan. The human touch is still vital, perhaps even more so when you're remote. Regular scheduled check-ins are crucial, even if it's just a 15-minute video call once a month to discuss their financial reports. Don't just send reports, talk through them. Use video calls not just for formal meetings, but also for quick questions, so you can see facial expressions and build rapport. Be proactive in reaching out, not just reactive when there's an issue, and genuinely listen to their concerns. Sometimes a casual virtual coffee chat can do wonders for strengthening a professional relationship.
Virtual coffee chats, I love that. It really helps bridge that physical distance. So we've talked about tools, security, workflows, client onboarding, communication. What about challenges? I mean, it can't all be sunshine and rainbows. What are some common pitfalls in remote bookkeeping and how do you navigate them?
Oh, absolutely. There are challenges. One big one is maintaining clear boundaries. When your office is also your home, it's easy for work to seep into every aspect of your life. So establishing a dedicated workspace, setting office hours, and sticking to them is vital for mental health. Another challenge can be connectivity issues. A slow internet connection can derail your day. Always have a backup plan like a mobile hotspot. Then there's the constant evolution of technology. Tools change, updates happen, new features emerge. You have to commit to continuous learning, subscribing to industry newsletters, attending webinars, and staying connected with your professional network.
That's a huge one, the continuous learning. It feels like every month there's a new update or a new tool. How do you decide what's worth investing time in, learning, or even adopting for your clients?
It's a balance, right? You can't chase every shiny new object. I try to focus on tools or features that address a specific pain point for my clients or for my practice. If I see multiple clients struggling with expense tracking, then I'll research and test a few receipt management apps. If a new automation feature in QuickBooks Online promises to save hours of manual reconciliation, I'll definitely dive into that. I also rely heavily on peer recommendations. If other trusted bookkeepers in my network are raving about a tool, that's usually a good sign it's worth exploring. It's about being strategic, not reactive.
Strategic. I like that. It helps cut through the noise. Looking ahead, Elsie, what's your take on the future of remote bookkeeping? We hear a lot about AI and further automation. How do you see that impacting bookkeepers and their clients?
Oh, the future is incredibly exciting, Alan. AI and machine learning are already starting to revolutionize things, and it's only going to accelerate. We'll see even more intelligent automation, not just categorizing transactions, but proactively identifying anomalies, predicting cash flow issues, and even drafting initial financial reports. This isn't about replacing bookkeepers, it's about empowering us. It frees us from the data entry grunt work, allowing us to pivot more towards advisory roles. Bookkeepers will become even more valuable as strategic partners, interpreting data, providing insights, and helping clients make better financial decisions. It's about becoming a financial coach, really.
That's such a positive outlook, and I totally agree. It's not about being replaced, but about evolving. So for those listening, whether they're a business owner or a bookkeeper looking to go remote, what's one piece of advice you'd leave them with today?
My biggest piece of advice would be embrace the cloud, but don't forget the human element. The technology is amazing and provides incredible power and flexibility. But at the end of the day, bookkeeping is built on trust and clear communication. Invest in the right tools, yes, but equally invest in understanding your client's business, fostering strong relationships, and continually educating yourself. That combination is what truly makes a remote bookkeeping practice thrive.
That's a truly powerful message, Elsie. Embrace the cloud, but don't forget the human element. I think that's something we can all take away, no matter what industry we're in. Elsie, this has been an incredibly insightful conversation. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise on navigating the cloud and all the essential tools and best practices for remote bookkeeping. It's been invaluable.
My pleasure, Alan. Thanks for having me.
And thank you, our listeners, for joining us on this journey into the future of finance. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a bookkeeper looking to modernize your practice, I hope you've found today's discussion inspiring and practical. We'll catch you next time.